producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders of talk radio news. Our pal Justin Duckham in the wing. Justin, a big week when it comes to veterans. We heard about the waiting list and what happened in Phoenix, and they're trying to investigate more about that. 40 people that allegedly died. Now some other facilities, they're claiming that might have happened at a couple of other places. And certainly on the Sunday, I call it the Sunday Swirl, the political talk shows, that was a big part of the conversation. What's happening this week on the Hill as far as that's concerned?
Well, basically, there are continuing questions over what exactly went wrong. As you know, there has been some pretty sustained pressure against Veterans Affairs Secretary Eric Shinseki. And today we got some additional information about a facility in Albuquerque in which, there were situations with veterans with gangrene and other disabilities who were going for quite some time without the proper care. And as a result from that, we are now poised to hear a statement from President Barack Obama on the matter. That is going to be coming within the following days, according to Press Secretary Jay Carney.
So do you think Shinseki is safe? Because that Obama's certainly been protecting him. There have been plenty of Republicans who have called for his head and that somebody has to resign. Do you think his position is safe? What does it feel like right now?
There have been quite a few people who have been calling for his resignation. But at the same time, we have seen Republican support coming from pretty unusual avenues. For instance, we saw James Inhofe, the chair of the Foreign Relations Committee, as well as John McCain, both saying that they support him. So unless if that, suddenly dries up and we start seeing some more shocking revelations, it looks like he's going to be staying in. It doesn't look like he necessarily has the appetite to step down himself. So it looks like, for the time being at least, he has sort of avoided the political pressure to leave immediately.
There you go. Another thing that I think carries over from last week, and a part of that is because of op-ed pieces and opinions all over the map about Hillary Clinton and what Karl Rove had to say about being brain damaged with her stay in the hospital, then rolling that back. Was there any conversation that carried into the beginning of the week about Hillary and her health?
From a certain instance, we saw sort of a doubling down of that. From the RNC chair, Vance Priebus, he appeared on the Sunday shows and essentially said questions like her health are going to be relevant going into 2016. He did not necessarily back the sort of conspiracy theory that Karl Rove floated and then was himself forced to walk back. But this is something that is, continuing to be sustained. It looks like there is quite a bit of, pressure on Hillary right now. And there has been, some rumblings from some political analysts that she continues to have weeks like these. It may make her decision to enter the race all that much more tough.
What about speaking with politics? What about the mayor, the three-term mayor of San Antonio? There's conversation that he's such a rising star in the party, in the Democratic Party. Castro, he's not even 40 years old yet, but there's now conversation about him being the HUD secretary. Does this look like this would be rubber stamped?
It looks like this is something that a lot of, Republicans will, probably try to oppose in the face of it. But I don't see sort of the, vile political attacks we've seen for a number of Democratic nominees, particularly because this is somebody who is sort of a popular face who's, pretty well liked by the American public. But nevertheless, there are a number of watchdogs who are saying that while in San Antonio, Castro misused HUD money as it was. Putting this in perspective, this has not yet been officially announced. This has just sort of been behind-the-scenes rumors. Today we actually sent a reporter down to a speech that Sean Donovan gave, who is the current HUD secretary, who is reported to be moving to OMB, and he did not necessarily confirm any of the rumors that we've heard about this potential shakeup. But if this does happen, it's, a pretty interesting move for Julian Castro. And it also shows where exactly Democrats are going to be going for the remainder of 2014 and in 2016. There's obviously a sort of renewed push to focus on poverty or social justice issues in terms of the economy. and by putting in a, you know, pretty popular Democratic face who's also very charismatic in charge of the effort, that's going to certainly, you know, make an impact as, you know, the rhetoric sort of develops going into 2016. So that's probably the most important thing that we can watch right now, what exactly this says about the mood of the Democratic Party at the time.
What about net neutrality? That's a hotbed issue. There's a big story in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about net neutrality and some of the conversations and how Silicon Valley will absolutely not back any candidate in 2016 if they trash them on their stance as far as the net neutrality is concerned. And we know that there have been a couple of different proposals out there. Do you think we're going to see more conversation about this before we get into the summer?
Well, we certainly are going to get a conversation in the sense that what we have right now is a public opinion section for, you know, supporters or detractors of net neutrality that the FCC needs to host before they move forward with their official position on this. As we know, of course, Silicon Valley has very deep pockets, and they haven't necessarily shown to be purely on one side when it comes to politics, you know, that some certain Republican figures have been able to draw them away. So this really could go either direction, but it looks like the FCC at this point has sort of gravitated towards the idea of eliminating net neutrality, which is something that quite a few people have warned will lead to a, you know, complete collapse of the Internet, according to, you know, a lot of critics out there in the tech community.
Yeah. Justin Deckham, Talk Radio News, thanks so much.
Thank you.
And coming up the rest of this hour, we've just scratched the surface. We'll look into some of the other things that you might have missed during the day. I still think the VA story, as we were talking about with Justin there, couldn't be bigger, because how could you possibly allow this to continue to go on? And for once, I flat out just agree with Senator Mitch McConnell when he says, you know what, Obama needs to step up to the plate in this scandal. He does. It can't be about words. It can't be about what we will do. It has to be, no, here's what we're doing right now. Because guess what? We've had problems like these for a long time. Today I played in a wonderful charity golf tournament. I feel so proud and honored to have been invited to this, an organization that provides trikes for kids who can't walk. And to see these kids get on these trikes that they couldn't afford, it's just simply mind-blowing, I have to say. But one of the guys that I played golf with, who was newly retired in this group of mostly young guys that were playing, he said to me, just started talking about the VA scandal, he said, you know what, these problems were around when I got out of the service. Not secret lists, but problems with appointments and things falling through the crack. Nothing has changed. So it's just gotten worse, and as he said, it's too big. I mean, here's a case where it's too big, and they can't seem to really get it right. So what is the answer? Is the answer just throw it back to the private hospitals? Is it just take care of them, and that's it when somebody comes back? Now that we hear that there are more problems, terrible things, gangrene possibilities, you heard that part of the conversation with Justin. West Virginia, there was this West Virginia doctor that said she was told to put patients seeking treatment off for months on end, and that at least two of them committed suicide. So we're just peeling back this story right now. It's not just Phoenix. It's in a lot of these other places as well. Hang with us. We're pitching it to the other side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis.
exercise, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
After 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All those around him criticize and say, and through a fractal on a breaking wall, I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will happen as we dream.
Coming up at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight, the Daily Salute. By popular demand, we've brought it back. I got a lot of emails on this over the past 4 or 5 months, and we would throw it in once in a while. We used to do it every single night, but we're going to do it every single night. So if anything significant has happened in your neck of the woods, whatever nook and cranny you hail from, somebody's done something incredible and you think we should know about it, throw it into the hopper. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and bada bing, you're in like that. Tell us about the person who's done something incredible that you think other people should know, that they're not looking for glory or reward, but it's worth mentioning it. Because every day there are people that are doing great things. We just don't always hear about them. Sometimes we do, but we don't always hear about them. So we want to honor them in our Daily Salute segment here on America Tonight. Gallup has a poll, and you know I am the poll princess. So I thought it'd be interesting to look at the latest Gallup poll because it talked about a couple of different things, the economy, jobs, all of that. 20% of people who were asked about unemployment or jobs, the numbers aren't good. 20% of Americans name unemployment or jobs as the most important problem facing the country. That's up from 14% who said it before in April. Dysfunctional government, 19%. The economy in general, 17%, are how people perceive the problems. Now, polls are a really microscopic, in a sense, amount of people that Gallup and any of the other pollsters talk to. But I say this and so often to qualify this. There's a reason why people who do polls make a ton of money, because the polls are always right on. They're a snapshot of what people are thinking. Unemployment and jobs are on the mind of people. So that means we keep hearing about these jobs and things are better and blah, 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 blah. But it's not really true, because you have underemployed, you have people who are stringing jobs together and are frankly exhausted as they piecemeal tons of jobs together. And then you have people that just give up. They're just giving up for now. Maybe they'll go back to it, but that's it. They're done. They're done. Put a fork in them for now. They're going to just figure out whatever they have to do. Dip into savings, go into the 401k. They're frustrated. They're sick of it, that whole thing. So it's not shocking to me that you'd see unemployment and jobs is really nagging people, or the economy in general. It's interesting, because my grandmother used to tell me, you have everything if you have health. But health, poor health, hospitals, the high cost of health care, that actually fell to fourth on the list. So it was there, but it wasn't as high. It was one of the numbers that wasn't quite as high as it was in April as it is in May, the 11%. And then you go on down the list and you can imagine immigration, environment, and all that sort of stuff. But unemployment and jobs, the number one thing plaguing people, and shot up dramatically from 14% to 20% in May. And people are tired of the same old in Washington, but it's a familiar argument that we hear over and over and over again. What is the answer? Accountability. Accountability is the big A that is missing at Foggy Bottom. Not with every politician, but with so many. So many. So when these races heat up, remember this, my friends. You have a stake in it. You have a vote. Your vote counts, especially on the local level. So if you're looking at voting in or voting for the same people again, state, for Senate rather, for Congress, think about it. Think about what you're doing, because you can make a difference. That's where you really can. President, we could argue about because of Electoral College. But when it comes to who's making the laws, who you're electing to represent you, you betcha. You have a big, big say in it if you would only exercise it. Now, we've got some freaky news coming up in our next segment. It includes a man that was arrested for having sex with something you won't believe, but I'll save it for them. The story that really caught my eye, and maybe it's because I was in a hospital lately and had this conversation with the doctor, you know, visiting somebody, talking about your hands and MRSA and washing the hands and antibacterial things and the chemicals from the soaps. And Minnesota, the state of Minnesota, where our mothership is located, actually banned a common antibacterial chemical from soaps, putting pressure on the industry, because the more that that happens, the more you're going to see that gone. The germ-killing ingredient in soaps, deodorants, even toothpaste, banned in Minnesota. Governor Mark Dayton, heading into the weekend, signed a bill to make it the first state to say, no, we're not going to use this in our retail consumer hygiene products. We're not going to do it. And it's triclosan is the name of the chemical they're not going to use. So the House and Senate had passed it earlier in the week because of concerns about the chemical, and then the governor just rubber-stamped it. It won't take place, this ban, until 2017. But one of its lead sponsors predicts that the odds are good that most manufacturers are going to phase out this chemical by then anyway. If one state has a ban and more states come forward and they have a ban, then they probably end up dumping it. If it's not effective, if the soaps aren't any more effective than washing with plain soap and water for preventing the spread of diseases, then why are we paying for this stuff extra money? It doesn't make any sense. And that's what happened. The University of Minnesota study that they published last year found out that increasing the levels of this chemical in the sediments of several lakes, that that was what was happening, and that the chemical can break down in those waters into harmful toxicity in the levels, you know, in the water. It didn't make any sense. So why would we pay more? Why would we have the chemical in there? And why would we have it pollute anything and not work in the first place? So the idea is you don't buy anything with triclosan in it. You just don't do it. And it's funny because there is, believe it or not, an American Cleaning Institute. We have institutes for everything. And they were pushing Dayton to veto the bill, saying that it had been thoroughly researched, thoroughly, and shown to provide important health benefits. They said, you know, you got to veto it. There's health benefits here. Well, what are the health benefits? What are the health benefits to it? And we're hearing that they're not, there isn't any benefits to it. What will these manufacturers do? Panic because so many of them have it in there. They're going to have to take it out. But if regular plain soap is actually better in water than all this fancy soap that you get for your hands, then why use it anyway? Why bother? They're going to have to, I bet they'll phase it out. Procter & Gamble says they're going to finish dropping the chemical from its products this year. Johnson & Johnson, they're going to eliminate it from all consumer products by 2015. So that means they're already on to this deal. They know, okay, people aren't going to go for this. They've heard too much about it. Let's just dump it. Let's get rid of it. We don't need it. And it's not, it's proving to be problematic. So let's just get it out of everything. And if you have that many, big companies that have already are already pushing that, then you would just assume that it would become obvious for anybody else in a smaller company to do the same thing, because certainly they're not going to be able to maintain that. So how about it? As I said, coming up in our next segment, news that is news that I used to call the stuff you can abuse. And boy, oh boy, we have a few things, I think, that are going to surprise you. So hang through. You won't want to miss it. Stay with me here on America Tonight.
Henry Ford once said, a man who stops advertising to save money is like a man who stops a clock to save time. Alex Castle here, the National Account Executive at GCN. I have the ability to customize a national radio campaign based on your budget while targeting your demographic. Contact me to find out how national radio can help your business be more profitable at 877-996-4327, extension 177. That's 877-996-4327, extension 177, and help me help you bring your business to the next level.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me, I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus.
Time for some twisted news. Although I guess it depends on your point of view. I'll let you decide. These are things that just kick back and listen and decide whether you think it is twisted or it's okay. How about the king of pop? Always, always, always. Now he's the iconic Michael Jackson. Not that he wasn't before, but in death he becomes even larger than life. Yeah, I really think that. So here's the deal. They've decided to have Michael Jackson return from the dead, in a sense, in the form of a hologram. That's what happened. Sunday night's Billboard Music Awards. Not everybody excited about that. The spectral Jackson wiggling around, performing to Slave to the Rhythm, one of the singles from a new album released of Jackson's music after he passed on. And he was accompanied by actual physically present dancers. So it's either the most amazing thing that you've laid your eyes on, or really, really creepy and kind of makes your skin crawl. Which is it for you? Michael Jackson's hologram. Is it confusing? Is it uncomfortable? Or was it a smart thing to do? Matt, you grew up in the Michael Jackson era. What do you think? Was the hologram idea a creepy thing, or did it work out?
I didn't think it was creepy. I thought it was entertaining, but because I watched the video of it, but I don't know if it was. I don't know. I think they could have done a better job with it too. Just there were some parts that just didn't flow for me, but I think it's still kind of exciting just to get that live performance feel.
Okay, so it's okay because, hey, there he is, and his dancers are around him, and so why not? Can't get enough of Michael Jackson. So the hologram thing, the debate is over whether or not deceased celebrities should be brought back. That's what the discussion is. I mean, should that's why I asked Matt if he thought it was creepy. So the Billboard performance also resurrects that discussion you might have on whether fans even want to see their favorite artists as holograms. Do you want to see them? This happened back, and I remember this, the rapper Tupac Shakur. It's really stunned a lot of people at the Coachella Musical Festival. I've been there before. It's in Palm Springs, and this happened in 2012. Frank Sinatra, Elvis Presley, they've also been reanimated. Is it a thing, Anna, do you want to just leave the dead stars alone, let them rest in peace, or do we need to see them in a hologram figure? Certainly, it did its intended thing. It created a buzz. But bringing the artists back kind of makes you wonder, is this what we're headed for? Are we going to see more of that technology? And the answer is, I wouldn't be shocked if we saw more of that technology. I wouldn't be shocked. Speaking of shocking, this story that I came across earlier in the day about a Tennessee man having sex with an ATM. It's true. A 49-year-old man was arrested after making an unusual deposit at Murfreesboro at an ATM. Police say Lonnie Hutton walked into the bank and decided that he was going to have at it. He tried to have sex with the automated banking machines. So what's your first thought when you hear that he's not right in the head? Police said that he exposed himself again and did this a similar thing with a wooden picnic table. So, come on. He smelled like booze. His speech was slurred. He had bloodshot eyes. He was unsteady in his feet. Sounds like a bad day to me. He was charged with public intoxication ultimately and taken to the Rutherford County Jail on $250 bond. He'll be in court on July 1st. So let's hope that he feels badly and has some kind of crazy explanation for it, I guess. But it's a creepy-ish kind of story. It is a creepy-ish kind of story for sure. However, I don't think it has to go to the extreme of really locking this guy up. I mean, what are they going to say on July 1st? The problem is the ATM machine was in the bank property, all of that. The picnic table out in the public. And, of course, that's going to freak anybody out. So that's not a good thing at all. No stretch of the imagination. No way, no how. But something wasn't right with them. So that really they should flush that out. How about that? A little bit more. Flush it out and let's all move on. Move on from the ATM. This is becoming a story that's familiar to a lot of people. The whole idea of people dropping the F-bomb and the blank blank IT word and a bunch of others. In Michigan, there's a suburb that's saying, you know what, this whole swearing thing is out of control, so we're going to fine you $200 if we catch you. Police in downtown Brighton are smacking down on disorderly conduct by issuing tickets to people who swear or cause problems following complaints about the behavior of, let's say, teenagers and young adults in the area. So if you swear at a friend, if you're loud and proud while you're doing it, there is a very good chance that you could be fined. And this happened to Colin Anderson. A 19-year-old kid from Brighton said he was in the parking lot near the Imagination Station playground when he was ticketed for disorderly conduct. He said he swore, said a curse word, and that was a no-no. Once he did that, they knew they had him. He fought the ticket, but he lost. He said he said profanity under his breath, and they said no. So you got to wonder how big, how widespread is this problem of bad language on the streets of Brighton? It's really, really bad, I guess. Swearing is like talking. So if now they're going to get fined, they better be have their checkbook and be able to write those checks. Be able to pay those $200 fines off, because that could really, really add up. You know, sometimes people are just so crude when they say things that it's, and it's when you have young kids, of course, you just shudder because you can't believe they screamed whatever it was they screamed out loud, but it does happen. And I think it's really the loud people and somebody doing it in a crowd with a lot of kids that came to this crescendo, to this point where now it becomes a law, which is ridiculous because that's that whole morality thing and telling people what they can and cannot say. And I do not agree with that. But at the same time, you look around. Just be silent for 10 minutes. That can be your assignment. Be silent for 10 minutes and see what you think. Jack in Australia, you have the floor. Hello.
Hello, Kate. I had to ring up about this guy in the ATM machine. they say it takes two to tango, so why didn't the police also arrest the ATM machine for solicitation? After all, it was loitering on a street corner under a dimly lit street light, hanging around waiting for someone to come up and give it money for service. Isn't that the definition?
Yeah, making those deposits. Absolutely. It's a very strange deal. I agree. Very strange. Oh, and you think if this guy has a family, can you imagine getting that call? Hey, your grandfather's down here. Hey, your father's been arrested for what? For that? Oh, you're kidding. And it's all over the place, so this guy can't. He's going to have to change his looks a little bit. He's got his 15 minutes of fame.
Has anyone checked to see whether he's a relation of Anthony Weiner?
No. Weiner takes the cake, and, you know, if the name fits. That was the worst of all time. Too easy, my friend, to rip on Anthony Weiner. It just was. That was the layup. For even a person who could just dip their toe in the water to try to learn how to tell a joke, that was the time to learn how to tell a joke.
Oh, it definitely was. I think comedians are still going to get a lot of mileage out of Anthony Weiner.
I do, too. That has not died. All right, Jack, thanks for throwing in your two cents, if you know what I mean.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's just creepy. It'd be creepy if you were at the bank, wouldn't it? And you see that happening? Ugh. And that, of course, is on camera because ATM machines have the camera. They can go back and look at the shots. So they have them. He can't try to lie and say that he didn't do it because it would be caught on tape. People forget that, but especially right front and center at an ATM, if that was the case, the positioning there, which I'm assuming, then they got him red-handed for that. I mean, there could be something in there about denigrating property. There's a few other things they could probably throw in, too, as well. Stay with us. Daily Salute on the flip side.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You need to think twice about that. If you're not living in Texas or California especially, it's probably something you don't think about too often. So we make these final couple of turns here in America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to get to the Daily Salute in just a second. But before we get there, there are dozens of Texas towns with less than 90 days of water. Wow, 90 days of water. Because the lake levels were so ridiculously low. Lack of rain for how many years? In a row, yes, some storms. Then it goes away and nothing else happens. Plus zebra mussels, which then in turn hurt the supply. And the levels are tanking the lake water. Imagine, you're told you have 3 months of supply of water. That's what's left. That would be scary, wouldn't it? 3 months. Oof. And in San Antonio, it's really, really bad because they have large water users in that population. Smaller communities, protective of their water rights. There's a lot of things that'll come out of this. They get floods sometimes there. The rains can be brutal, but not enough rain. The skies need to open up. The skies need to open up in Texas and California. Normally, the two states have very little in common. Now, they have a lot in common. A ton in common. And so often, many of you will be irate at what's going on with the government and the secrecy and all the other nonsense, and you say, trust me, it's going to be martial law. And the thought of martial law is sickening to me. I mean, my country, I can't even imagine it. Well, it's not so far-fetched when you talk about Thailand. I actually just had a friend that got back from Thailand. Lots of Americans go there to visit old historic sites and for spiritual purposes and a whole bunch of reasons why they go to Thailand. Well, they've declared martial law. The army actually shut down television stations to what they call preserve peace and order. Take a look at what martial law looks like, whatever search engine you use, and just put in the words Thailand martial law. So they've done that before dawn on Tuesday. They said that they want to keep the country stable. 6 months of sometimes violent political unrest. They say there's no kind of coup underway. It's nothing like that. But they don't want to have problems. And this is a day after the Southeast Asian country's caretaker prime minister refused to step down. It is suspicious. And follows those months and months of anti-government demonstrations that failed to oust the government. So you think of Bangkok. I mean, Bangkok. Lots of Westerners go there. Armed troops went into the TV stations, broadcast their message. They surrounded the National Police headquarters in the city center. There is 10 million people. They seem pretty calm, they say. Schools were open. Commuters were driving and walking to work as usual and doing what they normally do. They even have these incredible shopping malls, and they were going and pumping like the normal kinds of people that would come in and out of there. So you had soldiers in jeeps mounted with machine guns who diverted traffic, but the mood, they say, was intense. And they actually took cell phone pictures of the soldiers. Oh, my, oh, my. I think it's scary. This shows you, too. Thailand's army has staged 11 coups since the end of absolute monarchy in 1932. Lots of turmoil. And the latest round started back in November. So martial law now at this point. To me, this seems preposterous. But because the people don't want a bunch of problems and they see what's happened, they're going along with it for now. At this point, they're going along with it. So you want to see what martial law looks like? Go to that search engine, pump in Thailand, and you'll see a ton of tanks, ton of guys with those machine guns on top, also walking around with their guns over their shoulders. The Daily Salute. I think the Daily Salute has to go collectively to all the VA whistleblowers, because why haven't we heard about some of the problems in the past, because people keep their head down and they don't want to be a whistleblower for fear of losing their job, reprisals of other sorts, whatever it is. And this seems as though there's no question that the VA is pretty abusive when it comes to rights. What happens to the Veterans Affairs Secretary? Does he stay in that job? So I'm going to say that all the people that became the whistleblowers in West Virginia, in Phoenix, in some of the other cities and suburbs, that people are starting to come forward and talk, bravo, bravo, bravo. I say to you, even our audience, our live studio audience back in Minnesota is pretty excited. You know, this is the thing. I saw a quote, and this is what made me think. You know, collectively, I'm going to say they all deserve the daily salute. I saw a quote from a guy named Stephen Kahn, who's the executive director of the National Whistleblower Center. You knew there was one, right? And he says that you know the risk of internal reporting. And he gave examples of what happens. He says a VA employee under the law has numerous options for blowing the whistle. The problem is that the agencies that implement the law are biased, incompetent, and Mickey Mouse, so it's not a layup to go and blow the whistle. They can file a stalling disciplinarian action against a whistleblower, any of them. The Merit System Protection Board can reverse disciplinary actions, but they have bad reputations among federal employees for providing protection. So when you blow the whistle, the people know that. They talk about that, and they look the other way so often because they have money they need to bring in the door to protect their families, support their families. I mean, the compliance is crazy when it comes to the VA. Crazy. They're notoriously bad. They're institutionally bad. But nobody's done anything to fix the problem. Not Congress, not the Office of Special Counsel, the Inspector General, nobody. Now that the spotlight is so big and so bright on Veteran Affairs, this won't be tolerated. There is no way this stands. So good for the people who come forward. At often their own peril to finally say, okay, enough is enough. Enough is enough. I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm going to tell you what's happening. And through this administration, I mean, they're pretty hostile to whistleblowers, the Obama administration. They're not embracing whistleblowers. Even if verbally they're saying that, that's not really what's happening. If the disclosed information isn't classified or otherwise protected by the law from distribution, like confidential medical records, why not? The whistleblowers, by the way, are unlikely to be prosecuted. Whoo, thank goodness for that one. Blow that whistle. If you see something that's absolutely wrong, don't be afraid.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.